Hot club music. It's all about swing time and something called gypsy jazz. Now, Gypsy 808 will have you kicking up your heels or tapping on a table. Gypsy 808 will play here at HPR's Atherton Studio Saturday night. We sat down with guitarist Emmett Mahoney, who is crazy for this Parisian-style music. Manouche, it's rather addicting.
What is it about gypsy jazz that grabs you?
Oof. Gypsy jazz, I guess it's the feeling of it, you know? It's like some of the happiest music that I've ever heard. It's so much fun to play, you know? It's jazz, but it's like the happiest version of jazz, I think, that you can get or find, you know? It inspires people to dance, swing, and, yeah, I mean, that's what really attracts me to it. And then also, too, the musicianship that's involved with playing it. It's very technical, you know? It's very virtuoso type music too, you know.
And you mentioned that you go to a lot of gypsy jazz festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the origins of gypsy jazz.
Well, gypsy jazz is a relatively recent term, right? It came to be known gypsy jazz about 20 or so years ago, you know. Essentially, it's just American jazz being played by Europeans in Paris, okay? So in the 20s and 30s, American jazz was at its most popular throughout the world, including Paris. It was a huge jazz scene for, you know, a lot of jazz fans, a lot of jazz musicians from America moved to Paris or spent a lot of time there touring, performing. That influenced the local jazz musicians in Paris, particularly one Django Reinhardt, who was a gypsy guitar player. And he got to meet Louis Armstrong and see some of his jazz heroes perform in Paris and play with them. And he started his own kind of style of music just by playing American jazz, but with different instrumentation. He would play with acoustic guitars and violin and clarinet, as opposed to the brass instruments that most American jazz bands would use. You know, there wasn't any drums early on. It was just the rhythm guitar would kind of take the role of the percussive sound of the music, and the guitar and the violin would, you know, supply the melody and the improvisation.
Django also introduced some kind of a slide move in there, didn't he?
And he did some glissandos, like, you know, he was very technically innovative with his playing. You know, he kind of had to because of his injury with his left hand when he was 18. He was already a very well-known, very locally successful guitar player, but he had an accident in his caravan, which burned his left hand and limited his dexterity to two fingers that he used to solo with. So he kind of, had to invent a new way of playing, which kind of gave him a unique sound. And that's a very big part of the style, too.
And you go to Django festivals?
I do. I try to go as many as I can. I've been to the one in France for, this is my 10th year now.
10th year, wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and the town that Django eventually settled down to and passed away, this little town called Saint-Marceau-Seine, there's been a festival going for like the last 50 years or so, and they have all the top players go. People from all over the world travel and camp and play music and celebrate his life and his history. And it's a great experience because you get to meet all the gypsies that still play his music, and all the new, exciting players to the style. It's still very, very much alive.
Tell us how you managed to get a group of guys here playing gypsy jazz. I mean, do they all go to the festivals too, or they're just big fans?
Yeah, well, they're fans like me. They've been to a couple of them. I wish I could take them with me on all of them. Unfortunately, they don't have the same job as I do. I'm an airline mechanic, so I get free travel benefits. So that's how I'm able to do all that.
Nice perk.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I moved here from New York City about 10 years ago and was a little disappointed at first because I was worried I wasn't going to be able to find anybody to play gypsy jazz with out here in Hawaii. You know, I was studying with a French guy named Stefan Rimbel in New York. And then I moved here a few months after I started lessons with him. And it took a few months and I hooked up with this band called the Hot Club of Hooleville. Sonny Silva and Dwayne Padilla, and I played with them for a few years, and then kind of wanted to branch out and do my own thing, and through luck and networking, I I met a few other musicians that I could put together a band.
Well, yeah. Do you want to play a song?
I'm going to play a waltz. This is kind of like, I guess, the origins of gypsy jazz, the Balls Musette. The music in France at the time mixed with American jazz kind of gave birth to modern gypsy jazz, or gypsy jazz as we know it today. So this is a waltz called Valse de Vasso.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, the beginning of that, yeah, it sounded mm-hmm. like Bistro Fata, which is the theme mm-hmm. song for Midnight in Paris.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And I think that kind of got people going. For those of you who saw the movie,
Yeah. It
just immediately got you into that swing time in the 20s, 30s in Paris.
Yeah.
Just wonderful music. It just sucks you in.
Yeah, it was a great theme to that movie.
And so you were able to learn from Stefan. So what was that like?
It was great. He's a great teacher. He's a very intense guy, a very intense player. I see him a couple times a year. He plays at different festivals.
And but he lives in New York, right?
Yeah, he's been in New York probably around 20 years now. And he's probably the most inspirational or most influential of the modern players to come over and teach Americans this style, you know. Before he moved to New York, you barely could find this music being played live. And now there's just about every major city has its own hot club. You know, you have the Hot Club of Detroit, Hot Club of Phoenix, Hot Club of San Francisco, Hot Club of everywhere, you know.
So if you want to listen to gypsy jazz, that's where you've got to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where it all kind of started as far as the U.S. scene goes, you know, and it kind of branched out from there.
Yeah. And then, so what was it like to be in Paris then? Because they have some gypsy jazz clubs.
Yeah, Paris is amazing. I go every summer, and the scene there for jazz guitar is just incredible. I mean, you see the hottest players in the world are there. A lot of people move there to be a part of that scene and learn from it. And I'm amazed every year that I go back, I see more and more new players. And they just get younger and younger and better and better. It's pretty scary, actually.
Well, now, is anyone writing new stuff? Or is this, because some of it are ones that you hear, you know, regularly that people just, you know,
yeah,
really
there's a lot of, What's great about this style too is that there's a lot of room for that, a lot of room for originality, original music. There's a few people composing. We haven't gotten around to putting out any original stuff yet. I mean, there's just so many classics that we still have yet to tackle and stuff. But it's
a really fun group. I mean, I caught you folks over at Medici's, and you had some guest artists from all over the world, and it was a really neat thing. And sometimes you play at the Pacific Club, is that right?
We did that a few months back. Yeah, that was actually our first time there. We play at Jazz Minds regularly, about once a month. We have a weekly jazz gig at the Dragon upstairs on Thursday nights from 9 to midnight. We've been doing that for about 5 years now.
So there is a gypsy jazz scene in this town.
Yeah, I mean, we try to make it happen. What's great is you get so many visitors throughout the year that come, and people that I've met on all my travels. Whenever they come through Hawaii, they always sit in and play with us. The week that you caught us was a good week. We had our buddy from Berlin, Sebastian, on steel guitar. And my friend Gavin from Spain was on rhythm.
And those are folks that you met through the Gypsy Jazz
Festivals? Yeah, it's great. It's been a great chance to network and play with so many people.
Well, it's a great connection because then we get folks from all over coming here to Honolulu.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you folks are going to be at the Atherton next month.
Yeah.
Can you play us out with another...
Yeah, we sure can. We're going to play old American standard here.
Right, and before we knock off, run down the list of the guys in your band.
Okay, so standing behind me is Alex Morrison on bass. We have Joseph Zayak on guitar. On September 1st, at our first appearance here at the Atherton, we'll have Norm Foster on clarinet, Jason Gay on soprano saxophone and tenor saxophone, and I think we're going to have our percussionist Elijah Oguma joining us as well. So it'll be six of us.
All right.
And we're going to feature a bunch of the classic gypsy jazz repertoire. We're going to probably play some Hawaiian tunes, too. I also play steel guitar. And we usually throw in some Latin stuff. All kinds.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Will be good fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the first.
Okay. Thanks. See you there.
And Gypsy 808 performs in the Atherton Performing Arts Studio this Saturday starting at 7:30 p.m. You can find details on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.